We thank God for our music ministry. Will you give them another hand for us? Just before I read the scripture lesson, let me do a couple of things. First, I want to thank the family of the late Deacon Alfred Dotson, because Deacon Dotson served this church for a long time. Amen. He was more than a century old and still standing in the choir loft singing. And he remembered our congregation in his will, leaving 25% of his estate to the Ebenezer Music Ministry. And the announcement that you saw is for the presentation of that gift to our music ministry. We're grateful to Deacon Dotson's family and for his service to our church. Second, I want to acknowledge the new board members for the Ebenezer Child Development Center. I'd like the board chair to stand, Dr. LaVon Marshall. She's been serving as chair for quite a while and doing a great job. And then the director of the Child Development Center, Dr. Leroy Davis, will you stand? Our Child Development Center serves children throughout the Austin metropolitan area, and we are happy to welcome new board members. If you're present, please stand. Dr. Adrian Aldaco. She's not here. She's a part of our youth and young adults ministry. She was the, give her a hand. She was the young woman who, along with Tamara West, authored our Easter experience, our play, and put all that together. That's Dr. Aldaco. And then Minister Luxuria Spears, new board member. Deacon Terry Steele. And Dr. Jennifer Adair of the University of Texas. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And thank you for being willing to serve our church and to serve families and children. I want to read this passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, 1 through 10, from the New International Version. And the text says, "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech. The Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture." I want to set anchor with verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The word of the Lord. The wrong person at the door. Recently, we heard some horrific stories about persons being killed for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. A car drives onto a driveway by mistake, and a young woman is senselessly shot to death. A young cheerleader mistakenly goes up to a car and is senselessly gunned down. And Ralph Jarl, a 16-year-old boy, goes to a house to pick up his younger brothers and is senselessly shot more than once by the homeowner. These events are shocking and shameful. They make no sense. They bring up the negative impact of those stand your ground laws. What threat does the car pose by driving onto the wrong driveway? What threat does a young woman pose by approaching the wrong car? What threat does Ralph Jarl propose to an old man who is in his home behind a locked door and armed with guns? Folks have talked about the fact that the young woman went to the wrong driveway, the cheerleader went to the wrong car, and that Ralph Jarl went to the wrong house. And I submit to you, it is not about the choices that the three of them made. It is about the fact that they encountered the wrong people. In the case of Ralph Jarl, the problem was Ralph encountered the wrong person at the door. He encountered a man who had no regard for human life and was bent on causing harm to others. The old man was the wrong person at the door that night. And when you run into the wrong person, disastrous things can occur. When you run into the wrong person, sometimes there is no compassion. They don't care about you. When you run into the wrong person, sometimes good judgment and sensible actions go out the window. Ralph Jarl knocked on the door, and the wrong person was at the door. And Jesus knows something about encountering the wrong person. As he speaks about his mission as God's shepherd, he issues a warning about encountering the wrong person. This text I read in John is reminiscent of a passage in Ezekiel chapter 34. And according to Ezekiel, God's flock has been misused and abused by evil shepherds. And Ezekiel tells the people what the shepherds have failed to do. They failed to care for the sheep. They failed to lead them to good pasture. And they have neglected and mistreated God's flock. So when Jesus uses this label shepherd and the image of a shepherd, he speaks in the tradition of Ezekiel. He tells the people that he is the good shepherd. The Jews are the sheep, and the Jewish leaders are the ones who have misused God's people. And as he speaks about his mission as the good shepherd, he issues a warning, a stark warning to the sheep. He tells them there are some others whom the sheep might encounter who are the wrong people. And just as the good shepherd comes to the sheep, the wrong people will also come to the sheep. And he calls these persons thieves and bandits. Are y'all here? Oh, yeah. Y'all look a little sleepy. Look a little perky, and I'll get out of your way in a minute. Jesus calls these persons thieves and bandits. That's what happened to the people who were shot. They encountered some thieves and bandits. And how do we know when we're with the wrong person? One thing the text teaches is that the wrong person never comes the right way. Text says, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber." He speaks about how the wrong person shows up. The wrong person doesn't come through the front door. The wrong person doesn't come through the door or the gate. And the reason is, there is a gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper knows the shepherd, and he knows who isn't the shepherd. And the wrong person knows that he cannot get past the gatekeeper, so he tries to come in a different way. He will circumvent the legitimate path and try to enter via a different path. So in other words, the wrong person will always sneak in. they will show up outside of regular hours because they want to show up without being detected. See, if you've got the right credentials and you have the authority to go through the gate, you don't have to come in another way. Anybody that's legitimate doesn't have to worry about whether they come through the door. It's those who've got an agenda who are trying to come the wrong way. If there's someone trying to be in your life, young people, young women, young men, who won't tell you then, senior women, senior men too, I don't know who's out there. You don't know who's creeping today. If there's anyone trying to be in your life who won't tell you their real name, if anyone wants to be in your life but won't give you their phone number or let you know where they live or won't come to meet your parents or doesn't want to be with you in public, they only want to be with you in the dark behind the closed doors, those are signs of the wrong person. The wrong person always has an excuse for not coming the right way. So when it's not legit, when it's not real, when it's not right, the person comes the wrong way. And the man who shot that young teenage boy did not come to the door the right way. He could have answered the door without opening the door. He could have inquired about the stranger at the door. Strangers come to our house all the time, to houses all the time. They come at different times of the day. That doesn't mean you shoot them. The man who shot Ralph was the wrong person because he doesn't even interact with this teenager the right way. He could have said, "You're at the wrong house. Go somewhere else. Get away from my house. Get off my porch." Person who shot that cheerleader was in his car and armed. Why was he concerned about the cheerleader? He could have said, "Leave my car, you're at the wrong car." Instead, he opened fire. The wrong person will not do things the right way. And so you had better be careful when folk try to avoid the legitimate paths in life. When everything about them is an excuse, when everything about them is not the right path. That's a sign. They don't come the right way. The wrong person also has the wrong motives. Because Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Why does the wrong person try to enter a different way? It's all about motives. And Jesus doesn't identify the thieves and the robbers, but he identifies their motives. They come to steal which literally means they come to fleece the flock, to take. The wrong person is not a giver. Someone who wants to contribute something for the sheep. The wrong person is a taker. So the wrong person comes to take away from the sheep. The wrong person comes to take life from the sheep and destroy the flock. In other words, the wrong person comes to take the sheep from the one who will really protect the sheep. And that person is the good shepherd. Jesus talks about his connection as the shepherd to the sheep. He says, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Shepherd knows the sheep and the sheep know the shepherd. And he leads them out to graze and he goes ahead of them to ensure there is no danger. He calls the sheep by name and they listen to him. The shepherd is concerned about the well-being of the sheep. That's the good shepherd's motivation. But the wrong person isn't thinking about the sheep. The wrong person is thinking about himself and what he can gain from the sheep. He really wants to rob the sheep of the life the shepherd intends. The difference is the good shepherd, the right person, is in your life to care for you and to show concern for your well-being. The wrong person is in your life to take from you and doesn't care about your well-being. And so we have to be careful about folks trying to enter our lives who have no concern about us, our welfare, and our future. And if you're with someone and your life is going down, 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 that's a sign. You'd better wake up. If you're with someone and the situation is toxic, you're afraid. And we can't take this lightly. Some people are in situations where there is a lot of fear. You're afraid to leave. You'd better get out of there because you're with the wrong person. And if you're hanging with someone and all you encounter is trouble, every time you get in the car, the police show up. Every time you get in the car, some trouble, a fight breaks out. Come on, somebody. There's some places in Atlanta and in Los Angeles that I will never frequent personally. And they're famous restaurants. And the reason I will never frequent those restaurants is because a whole lot of riffraff frequent those restaurants. And a lot of fights break out. Some folks say, I want to be there with the big shots and the muckety mucks and all the people wearing all the jewelry and all the fancy clothes. I want to hang out and see and take some selfies. Not me. Because that's where the shooting takes place sometimes. Come on, somebody. So if you're with somebody and there's a lot of trouble following that person, that's a sign that you're with the wrong person. The wrong person has the wrong motives. They don't want you to do well. They don't want you to go up. They don't want you to progress. They don't want you to be better. They want to pull you down. And they ultimately want to destroy you. And that's what happened with Ralph Yarrell. He encountered the wrong man at the door. The man said, I was afraid for my life. How could he be afraid? The kid wasn't pulling on the door. The man was behind the door and armed. He could have called the police. He could have told the kid to leave his house. Instead, he opens fire because he only wanted to kill and destroy. He wanted to rob Ralph Jarl of his life. Even his ex-wife suggested that he has issues. She got out of the way. I didn't know my paper. But listen, you run into somebody and they've been married multiple times and you ask them, well, what happened to your former spouses? And they tell you they all died or they got sick or they something. That's a sign. That's a sign. I mean, how many husbands you had? I'm the seventh one. What happened to the other six? They all died. That's a black widow. That's a sign. Even the man's grandson says that he's racist. And I tell you, when people are the wrong people, they commit senseless crimes and they hurt other people. And you've got to be careful. They have no regard for human life or human decency. And that's the trouble with these stand your ground laws. The wrong people employ those laws in the wrong way. And guns in the hands of the wrong person can bring disastrous results because their motives are not right. You have to beware of the wrong people out there. And ultimately, and I'm done, Jesus issues this warning and says there are other people out there who don't come the right way, who don't have the right motives, and you've got to be careful. Ultimately says to the sheep, wait for the good shepherd. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. And I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So not only should you just be wary about the wrong person, you got to wait for the right person. You've got to wait for the good shepherd. And Jesus teaches that the good shepherd always comes. He will show up. The good shepherd will come to take care of the sheep. He will come and take them out of the pen. He will come and lead them to pasture. So wait for the good shepherd. And at first Jesus speaks about the gate for the sheepfold. He uses the metaphor of the gate. And he's talking about a gate. But then he flips it and speaks about himself as the gate. And as the good shepherd, he says, I am the gate. In other words, I am the barrier between the sheep and the sheep pen. As a gate, I am the protector, Jesus says. Nobody can get in without coming through Jesus. And nobody can get out without his awareness. And because he's the gate of the sheepfold, the sheep will not stray. Because he makes sure the sheep are safe in the pen. But he says something else about the good shepherd. Not only is he the gate, but he comes to ensure that the sheep experience life to the fullest. He gives abundant life. The King James says, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus is the source of life. And the wrong persons out there will seek to deflect us away from Christ. That's why you got to watch out for them. They'll try to turn you away from the real source of life. They attempt to rob us of the true source, who is Jesus Christ. And that's what the Jewish leaders were doing. They were talking about Jesus at every turn. They were making efforts to try to capture Jesus so they could crucify him. They were trying to turn the people of God away from the very person who was the source of their life. And then that's why Jesus says, I come to give you life to the fullest. I like that. Because when it says abundant life, that's King James, and NIV says life to the full, it means that the good shepherd will go beyond what is necessary. He won't just give you what you need from day to day, but he will go beyond what is necessary to make your life full and blessed. So be careful about folks who try to keep you from those who love you and care about you. If you meet someone and they want to take you away from your family, leave them alone. If they will try to isolate you and they will try to destroy you. If you meet somebody, you can't hang out with your friends anymore. They're so possessive. I tell you, ain't nobody that good looking. Ain't nobody, I know that's not grammatically correct, but it sounds good to me. Ain't nobody that fine that you got to drop everything and give up everything to run behind that knucklehead. Help me somebody, that you've got to not go to work, that you can't go to sleep, that you can't eat. You know what that song is, I can't breathe without you. That what the girl said, I can't breathe. You better breathe. Don't worry. Don't worry about cutting ties with the wrong person, because we've got to get the wrong persons out of our lives. We've got to get toxic people out of our lives. We've got to get the people who will do us harm out of our lives. Get away from them and wait for the right person. Wait for the good shepherd. Ralph Yarrow went to the wrong house. It only became a problem because the wrong person was at the door. But thank God that young man didn't give up. And thank God, God protected him so he was able to get up. That's why you need a good shepherd. He went to three other houses and was not helped, but he did not give up because he knew he had to get away from the wrong person. And he went to the house of James Lynch and got the help that he needed. Now listen at this. James Lynch was in the same neighborhood. And the knock came at his door at the same time of night. But James Lynch, a white man, was more concerned about the welfare of this young man than he was concerned about his own safety. James Lynch was the right person at the door. I tell you, God's always got somebody who will do what is right. It doesn't matter their race or ethnicity or socioeconomic level. God's got some good people in all groups, people who will do what is right and stand up for what is right. Let me get through. Let me get out of your way. Jesus is the right person at the door. Not only is he at the door, he is the door. He is the gatekeeper and he's the gate. So I'm telling you today, wait for the good shepherd. We come today to offer someone who can give us life and life more abundantly. Stop being fooled by these counterfeits out there. Stop being fooled by these thieves and robbers. Stop electing robbers as presidents and governors and mayors. Stop electing the wrong person to stand up for you. The good shepherd. Wait on the good shepherd, because the good shepherd always shows up and takes care of the sheep. I tell you, I thank God for the good shepherd. He knows what we need. He knows what to do. He knows us by name. It's good that I've got a good shepherd. And I'm glad that I know his name. But more than that, I'm glad he knows my name. Because when I call him in the midnight hour, he'll show up and take care of the situation. And God, John goes on. He didn't tell us in the in this section of the chapter, but he goes on to tell us how far the good shepherd will go for us. He says, a good shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. He will fight for us, and he will keep the enemy away. You want to hang out with somebody? Hang out with somebody that got your back when your back is against the wall. Hang out with somebody who will not run away when the enemy comes in like a flood. Hang out with somebody who, when the going gets tough, the tough will get going. Hang out with somebody like the good shepherd. Psalmist said, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know somebody. His name is Jesus. I know somebody. He'll walk with you. I know somebody. He'll hold your hand. I know somebody who answers prayer. Hallelujah. We offer to you the good shepherd. And we offer the good shepherd because we are here to testify. The good shepherd won't harm you. The good shepherd will do what is right. We need folk to show up at the door who are impacted by the power of the good shepherd. They don't hurt 16-year-old kids and young girls and hurt persons for no reason. We need folk impacted by the power of the good shepherd. If you're watching us, you can receive the good shepherd today. You can go to belonging@ebc3austin.org and let us know of your decision. If you're here in the sanctuary, you want to receive Christ, or you want to join our family, as the deacons, ministers, and ushers and greeters come, we invite you to come to receive the good shepherd and to walk by faith. Will you stand with me?
Jesus is calling.
more time. Oh, call. God bless you. He's calling today.